Hallmark Media presents. Shoppers walk by stores decorated for the Christmas season. A young woman appears dressed in a red coat and hat. Title, The Secret Gift of Christmas, starring Megan Ory.
It's gotta be the elf.
I love it. Let's try the blue.
She tries on hats.
Gotta be the green. Right.
Actually, I think it might be a little bit too much bergamot. Can we try something with more jasmine? It's perfect.
She samples perfume.
What is this heavenly softness?
It's like wearing a cloud. Now, if I only had one fur.
She points to where the man's dog is also wearing a new sweater.
Say Christmas.
He picks up the dog and she takes a picture. Then, various scenes of people she has shopped for, enjoying their new gifts. She then exits from a store carrying several decorative shopping bags and merrily walks along and down some steps. Written and directed by Christy Will, an elevator door opens and the young woman exits and walks over to a counter.
Hello.
Well, there she is, Miss Gift Shopper Extraordinaire. Wait, what's with all the bags? I thought you saw your clients.
Yes, but look how cute.
For a dog you don't own.
You should have seen how adorable Mr. Houston's dog looked in it. I just figured, you know, what if I someday do get one?
Okay, I sent you a notification regarding your new client.
Oh, new client. He, she, or they?
He. It's Patrick Armstrong, and he wants to see you tomorrow.
Wow, this close to Christmas? He must be behind on his shopping. Did he say how many people he needs personal gift shopping done for?
His assistant sent a list and said you can expect more when you meet in person, but I'm assuming by this address that this is some rich guy in a suit with lots of cash to spend. So he should be a good client.
Ooh, great. Okay.
Oh, and also, the order arrived from Mrs. Jenkins, and those items are in your office.
That's gonna be a lot of stuff. Okay, see ya.
She leaves. Then, an overhead view of a small town, the roofs covered with snow. A small red car parks in front of a house. The young woman, wearing red boots, gets out and goes towards the front door. There's construction material around, and a workman leans out of an upper window. Another workman comes out of the door and walks by her. She enters and approaches a young man sitting at a small table.
Excuse me. Hi.
Can I help you?
Yes, but I think I'm at the wrong address.
Let me guess. Bonnie Parker?
I am.
Right place, wrong attire, but that would be my bad. So I probably should have told you you were coming to a construction site.
That's okay. That's what dry cleaners are for, right? So I'm meeting with...
Patrick Armstrong, my boss, who is also my uncle. I just graduated, needed a job, and my Uncle Patrick needed the help, desperately. I saw you trending on socials, and I thought, now there's someone my uncle needs in his life. To shop, I mean. Christmas gifts for his loyal clients and gifts for his daughter. So I convinced him to hire you.
Well, it looks like you know what you're doing.
Except that I don't, but don't tell him that.
Your secret is safe.
Anyhow, he is just up the stairs. Tough exterior, but he's sweet on the inside.
Good to know.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Oh, we now are gay apparel. La 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 la.
Hello, Patrick Armstrong.
The ancient Yuletide carol. La la la.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
You can't startle people on a construction site, ma'am. Someone could get hurt.
My apologies. I was calling your name and you couldn't hear me, so.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He turns off the ringtone on his phone.
So, what can I do for you, Mrs.?
Miss Bonnie Parker, your personal gift shopper.
My what?
Personal gift shopper.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm actually not the one who booked you. My assistant, Bernard, he did. But he did not tell me that we were doing this right now. I thought it was...
After Christmas?
I see your point.
You know, it seems to me like now is the perfect time for a busy individual such as yourself to have all of your holiday gift shopping done. Am I right?
I suppose so. Excuse me a minute.
Oh. He responds to a phone call.
Armstrong Contracting. Yeah, sure, no problem. We can integrate those new features for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just let me put together a revised budget and some new drawings, and I'll send that over to you by Monday. Okay, take care.
Sounds exciting.
What does?
Integrating new features.
Renovating heritage homes takes a lot of preparation and planning, and when you add new features last minute, well, keeps me a lot busier than I'd like to be, but it's no other way, really. Patrick Armstrong, by the way. Sorry about the rough introduction.
That's okay. It could have been worse.
So did Bernard tell you the deal?
Yeah, yes. He said that you need gifts shopped for your clients and your daughter, too, and that you would give me other marching orders when we met in person, which is now, so order away.
Here, let me get you a seat. Little dust protector. There you
go. That's lovely.
He turns over a garbage can and puts a safety vest on it.
Okay, so regarding Christmas gifts for my clients, some of them have really helped keep my company afloat, so I want to make sure that whatever I get them, something nice. And I have a few business possibilities on the horizon, so also for them, I want something nice.
Nice and nicer, got it.
And for my employees, I was thinking maybe some new boots.
Boots?
Yeah, something practical.
Yeah, we can do that.
And I'll need some new things to wear to the holiday party I'm hosting. Usually it's just me and the employees, so we keep it casual, you know. But this is the first year we have clients coming, so I thought maybe I could snazz it up a bit.
Snazzy new Christmas suit for a soiree? Check.
Uncheck, not a suit.
Then...
just something nice to wear.
A snazzy sport coat. Check.
Uncheck. Sports coat's just a fancy name for a suit jacket, wouldn't you agree?
This is not, I don't
really do dressing up.
Dressing up can be so fun. I mean, when done correctly, your wardrobe can really just showcase your personality. I mean, I love to get fancy.
I see, and I saw.
You see and saw?
I mean, clearly the way you look right now, and your social media account, my nephew, who's also my assistant, Bernard, he showed me. Very, how do you put it, influency.
You're not a fan of social media?
I just don't really know what it says about a person who decides to put their entire personal life out there for the whole world to see, you know?
Yeah, sure. So I think that we can do some great things with fabric and color, and I think we can do perfectly well with, you know, let's just see what I find. Yeah?
Go to Caldwell's downtown. The owner, Marco, he knows my style.
I know Marco very well.
She puts a tape measure around his waist.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just taking your measurements.
No need. Just use what Marco has on file.
Just arms here? I just like to get my own.
Honestly, I know you're just trying to do your job, but I really need to get back to doing mine. So to save time, just use what Marco has.
Okay. When are those measurements from?
My wedding suit.
Okay, well, you know, based on first impressions of your personality and style, have you ever considered a really sharp tweed jacket?
Tweed?
Yeah.
He looks to his phone.
I gotta get this. Just ask Marco for suggestions.
Holiday party. Marco suggestions, got it.
Hey, Jackson. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the marble. Actually, hold on one second. One more thing. I need to get a Christmas gift for my daughter's music teacher as well.
Yes, do you think that she would like more of a personalized gift basket or maybe something more music related?
I was thinking maybe a plant. The fake ones at Brown's are great. They last forever.
Yeah, that's a good thought. But do you think maybe I could just talk with your wife about that one?
No. No go on that.
Noted.
Bernard will send you the music teacher's name and address.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks again, Bonnie. Yeah, sorry about that, Jackson.
She goes back down the stairs. Later, Bonnie and her sister, Samantha, are relaxing at home.
He seems successful. He despises social media, and he's definitely a little bit closed off.
And I think that he and his wife don't communicate or something because he didn't want her involved in the gift giving.
Do you really need to take him on? I mean, you were slammed as it is.
I know, but I don't know, there's just something about him.
And I find that it's always my clients who are the most resistant at first that need me the most. It's kind of like a challenge.
Besides, what am I going to be doing if I'm not working?
Oh, maybe going through the things that you continue to purchase that you don't really need.
But want.
You don't even use or wear any of them, Bonnie. It's a problem.
My only problem is that I love shopping. Oh, look. There it is. This one. Oh.
Oh, that's the year Mom gave us our angels.
Mm-hmm.
They touched their necklaces.
I miss her so much. You know, I never realized how much strength this would give me later in life.
Felt like she did, though. Intuitively.
Hmm.
What was it she used to say again?
May you hear my whispers. She'll tell you when I'm gone. May you feel my spirit close when you wake before the dawn. You know, it's so funny because now with Dad moved away, I kind of feel like he's gone too, even though he's not.
Speaking of Dad, have you called him back yet?
I have not. How is he?
Happy. He and Kate booked a villa for Christmas Day, and then on the 26th, they are heading off on a 5-day sailing trip. Oh, and the wedding is booked for April.
Well, I'm going to give him a call next week. I will, just as soon as I get a head start on this new client.
Speaking of head start, did you ever meet up for lunch with that high school soccer coach that you were chatting with?
No. To your next question, because I have decided with certainty that I despise online dating, and I have canceled my account.
That seems a little bit extreme.
No, it's not, because I think it's terrible. And I know that you met Robert, and that's great, but I don't trust a guy that I've only messaged with. What if he's a psychopath?
What if he's Prince Charming?
I don't need Prince Charming because I'm a self-proclaimed bachelorette and proud of it. Besides, Prince Charming doesn't exist. Call me Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer.
Mm. I'm very happy for you and Robert. You're so cute. And, you know, your long-distance relationship is romantic. But you live on different continents. I mean, how would you feel if you were together 24/7?
Tired. Speaking of which, I have got to get some shut-eye now. I have an early morning in front of the judge tomorrow.
Okay, wait. Sister Christmas selfie.
Oh, no, I've not now. I've already washed my face.
I'll use the filter.
You better.
Later, Bonnie sits up in bed, looking at photos on her laptop. She looks up the profile for Patrick's daughter's music teacher. Don't we
now Okay, let's find you, music teacher Fiona Appleby. You are owner of Appleby Music. Teaches music 8 years to adults, volunteers at the local animal shelter. Teaches figure skating at the local high school. Pretty happy, successful Fiona Appleby. No, just the gift.
She goes to a ticket site.
Okay. Prepare yourself for an extraordinary and star-studded evening that seamlessly blends the grace of Olympic figure skaters with captivating live singing and music performances. Add to cart. Shop, smile, scroll, scroll.
She looks over at a photo of her mother and she and her sister as little girls. Then, the next morning, a sign above the door of a building reads, Appleby's Music School. Patrick and his daughter enter.
Can we get our Christmas tree this weekend?
How about I have Bernard set up a delivery for a fake one?
Dad, I want a real tree.
Sweetheart, remember I told you it's going to be hard for me to get away from work this weekend?
But if we stick with our plan of replacing our fake tree, we can get the biggest tree they have. Says I'm not the best dad.
Practicing, and it will be great, I promise.
Phoebe! Patrick!
The tickets! You really shouldn't have. It's like a Beyonce show on ice. I mean, I think it's the best gift anyone's ever got me.
I got you that.
You joker, you. It was very generous, is what I'm trying to say. I can't wait to go.
Well, that's great, Miss Appleby.
Fiona, please.
Well, you're welcome, Fiona.
All right, I'll see you inside, Phoebe. Thanks again, Pat.
Okay.
Math tutor after singing lessons, two doors down. Sally there said she'll watch you as you walk over.
I know.
And then Bernard will pick you up and take you home, and I will see you after dinner when I'm done work.
And then we can get our Christmas tree?
Not tonight, sweetheart. But I promise, we will get one. I love you.
Love you more.
Patrick leaves. Then, at the Caldwell's men's store...
They're nicer than a t-shirt, but not by much.
Well, normally, when he comes in for something fancy, it's something like... this?
Marco holds up a sweater.
You know, for someone who doesn't like to shop, how do you know him so well?
His wife. Through her, I got to know his style.
I see. What about something like this?
Sports jacket. Mr. Armstrong? Not on your life.
Well, I'll go for it.
Wonderful. Let me wrap it for you.
Then, back at Patrick's house renovation...
I'll get you and my guys to go down there, clear that out so we can get it ready for tomorrow.
Got boots for the workers.
Oh, nice. They're going to like that.
Chat with them. Oh. We'll sort it out.
Hi.
Hey, Bonnie. What brings you here?
Well, I just dropped off some gifts for your clients this morning, and I thought I would get a jump start on your holiday party outfit.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
It's a suit.
It's a sport jacket.
Marco recommended this?
Not exactly, but... Come on, just take a chance. It's not that dressy, and it'll even go with this shirt that you have on right now, especially since this one has no holes today. Hey.
She helps him put on the jacket.
It's a little bit snug.
You went out to sizes Marco has on file?
Yes, against my better judgment. Or maybe we just packed on some muscle there. Hammering nails is hard work. You know, you said that the measurements were from your wedding, so how long ago was that? Because maybe they're just off a bit.
Okay. You're right. I probably should get some new measurements taken. But I'm just surprised Marco didn't recommend a cool new hoodie or something. I mean, he knows I don't like change.
Can't really stop change now, though, can we? Okay, I took a big swing. The jacket's not your thing. And if it does compliment your skin tone... You did say that you wanted to snazz things up, right? And we might have a better idea if you liked it, if you had let me take your measurements, and then right now it would actually fit you.
Christmas gift. It's all yours.
Speaking of better ideas, I learned you got a Music on Ice concert thing for Phoebe's music teacher.
Yes. I learned so much about her from her socials and her website. Did she like it?
A plastic plant would have been fine.
Great Christmas gift, Uncle Pat.
Those are the boots you got my employees?
Yes, I just put them under the tree with a note from you. I did not think they were going to open them this soon.
They're shiny.
They're stylish.
I said work boots.
They're work safe. They're to code. There's no nail going through that boot. It is a practical gift. They can wear them on the job and then off the clock when they're going out. Look, they love them.
You know, when someone hires you, you tend to take directions from the client.
Well, my clients hire me for my personal touch. That's why you hired me.
Okay, well, for me, if you could keep it a little less fancy pants personal and maybe a little more serious shopper, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yep, fine. But, you know, I really do think the maroon is very flattering on you.
She leaves.
Bye, Bernard.
For the record, I think it's a very flattering color on you too, Uncle Pat.
Light snow falls on Christmas shoppers walking in front of Bonnie's gift business. Inside...
Hey! Oh, Gabby's giftware. What did you get there?
An egg poacher. It was on sale.
Well, who can say no to an egg poacher on sale? It is a must-have.
Did you find anything? Hopefully something that will help me to not become a failure as Patrick's personal gift shopper?
He said that to you?
Not in those words, but he was insulting.
Okay, let's see. He got a leg up, working as a foreman, then broke off and started his own business. He started a heritage restoration business from the ground up. He had a setback about 3 years ago, almost went bankrupt, but he was able to stay afloat and turn the business around quite successfully.
Do we know what went wrong 3 years ago?
Nope. And it seems like he doesn't have much family. You know, he's got his brother's son working for him, as you know, his daughter, and I read a little bit about his wife, Natalie, who passed away some time ago.
His wife passed away?
You didn't know that?
No, I did not. I mean, he mentioned her, but not say that. Well, this paints a completely different picture.
How so?
He's a single dad. He's overworked trying to provide. He doesn't have a lot of family support. Maybe he's not the stick-in-the-mud grump that I thought. Maybe lonely and overwhelmed is more accurate. Thank you, Corinne. This has been very helpful.
Oh, my pleasure. Oh, and one more thing. He also has a 100% rating at the local karaoke bar.
Well, that might be the most surprising of all. He was singing a rendition of Deck the Halls when I first met him, and it was not for the faint of heart.
At Patrick's house.
And then we made cookies, and then we strung popcorn, and then we made a gingerbread house. So yeah, it's been pretty much all Christmas, all night.
Sounds like it.
Bernard is the best cousin I have.
He's the only cousin you have.
So? The tree, Dad. We need a real tree, not a fake one. One that I can string my popcorn on, we decorate together, and then we plant it outside to keep it alive all year.
Wait, hold on. So first we cut it down, but then we try to keep it alive?
We will keep it alive, because we're going to get one with a root ball.
Root ball?
Which would be wrapped in burlap, then we put in earth, soil, and water while we have it inside for Christmas, and then we plant it in the backyard. I saw it on YouTube.
YouTube?
It's like you're the Christmas tree Scrooge.
Because you want to get a real tree, and I think we should have a fake one?
It's not just that. I mean, Christmas used to be different when I was little.
You're still little.
You know what I mean.
All right. Real Christmas tree it is.
Yes.
Patrick is looking at his phone. Phoebe pushes it down.
You know, in most families, it's the parents telling the kids to put away their devices. But here, it's always me telling you. You might be addicted, Dad. Ironic for someone who says that he hates social media.
Ironic? Where'd you learn that word? And it's work stuff. It's Miss Appleby. I don't need to get it.
No, get it. She said she needed to talk to you after I left class.
This conversation to be continued.
Oh, and don't forget to find out where we can get a root ball tree.
Ms. Appleby, hi.
Hi, Patrick.
Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, I can talk right now.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say what a pleasure Phoebe is to teach. She's so talented. She's so sweet.
I mean, I just love working with her.
Well, she certainly loves to sing. She's really been enjoying her time with you.
And I am enjoying my time with her,
too, so much. Which,
after receiving your thoughtful gift today, it's got me thinking. You and I,
we just have so much in common. I mean,
we both live in the same city. We both love music.
We both have kind of the same fashion sense. Don't you think? Hello?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just trying on a new jacket. Go on.
Okay, well, let me just get
to the point. What I was thinking is,
what if we go down to the Christmas market? We can take a jaunt one of these evenings after Phoebe's class. It's the least I can do to thank you for the gift.
Yeah, sure, we could do that one time.
Listen, I don't mean to cut you short, but I got a really big day tomorrow.
But thank you for calling, Fiona. And I look forward to seeing you at Phoebe's next singing lesson.
Oh, okay, great. Well, then, I'll look forward to that, too.
I'll see you then, Pat.
Then, at Bonnie's house.
Yes, 10 a.m. delivery, 428 Abbott Avenue, and the card should read Armstrong Contracting. Yes, that is perfect. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bonnie's sister, Samantha, comes in.
Bon, what do we think?
Oh, looking like a lawyer ready for court if I've ever seen one.
I mean, are you sure it's not too much? My prof always said to look good, but not too good, look put together, but not too put together, and then look bland, but like bland, like a pop.
You look like a beautiful, refined, understated girl next door.
Thank you. Say, any chance that you're free for dinner tonight?
I am free for dinner every night, you know that?
Well, I have this friend, and he's looking for some gift-giving advice. I told him about you, and I showed him your socials, and he wants to meet.
A potential client?
A potential client.
That's great, I love more clients.
Great, well, I'll invite him over for dinner at 8 then.
Sure. Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
If you did sing, what would be your song?
I already told you. No karaoke at the Christmas party.
People love it when you sing.
I was never that good. And these days I'm trying to impress the clients, not turn them off.
But Christmas karaoke used to be your favorite, Uncle Pat. You and Aunt Natalie used to do it every year.
Christmas karaoke is a thing of the past, Bernie. It just is.
Okay, no Christmas karaoke at the holiday party. Mm-mm. Oh, and good news. I got an email from Bonnie Parker this morning. More Christmas gifts went out to clients on your list.
Well, that's great. Hey, have you had any word from Garrett? I feel like he's dodging me.
I did get an email from him this morning. Thanks for the bait and tackle gift basket. I owe you an answer on those deal points. How about we talk over lunch this Friday?
Wait. Bait and tackle gift basket?
Bonnie.
It's Bonnie.
Patrick here.
So when you say blue, how do you mean?
Come again?
Well, I'm hoodie shopping for you, like you asked, and I'm just wondering what shade of dark blue.
I don't know. Blue.
Dark blue.
Well, there's royal, navy, cobalt.
Cobalt?
Have you ever considered something in the red family? Because I feel like you could really pull off Merlot or garnet.
Garnet or Merlot?
Just a thought.
Okay, just dark blue, please, navy.
I'm just not convinced that you're a true winter.
I'm not a what now?
Your color seasons.
Your color season? Look, I used to think that I was a winter.
Pull one out there.
And then I started throwing a little bit of pink in the mix, and hello, I've been a spring this whole time, and I didn't know it.
I actually have to go.
Patrick Armstrong.
Harry. It's good to see you. I know you've had your reservations.
I'd like to thank you for that lovely Christmas basket. A Spanish cedar pocket humidor for my cigars? How did you know?
Well,
If I could take back all the grief I've been giving you about your plans and budgets, I would. I know you put a bid in for my waterfront development deal.
I did, yeah.
Well, I would like to return that goodwill. Show me what you're doing around here, and we can talk about it.
Well, that's really great to hear. And yes, of course, please, I would love to show you around.
Great.
Why don't we start upstairs and...
He gives Bernard a thumbs up. Bonnie comes out of a store and sees Patrick, then Phoebe.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
You must be Phoebe.
I am.
It's nice to meet you. I am
Bonnie, the gift giver. I know who you are.
Bags give it away.
They did. And my dad told me about you.
He did?
Yeah, I saw the jacket that you picked out for him. I really like it.
I am so happy to hear that. I wish he did too. I actually have something else to give him. Is he...
still on a call, but you could come in and have some hot chocolate and wait for him with me. Dad hasn't done hot chocolate all December, but today he said he wanted to. I don't ask why. I just take the hot chocolate whenever I can.
That sounds good. I would love to.
Race you.
Okay.
They hurry off as Patrick waves to them.
It was amazing. It really was.
I've begged my dad to get me tickets, but he just keeps saying they're too expensive.
Well, they are. But I have a client who's friends with her makeup artist.
Wait, you have a friend who's friends with Taylor Swift's makeup artist?
She is. Oh my gosh, I should see if she can hook me up with a couple of tickets at a discount for you and your dad. I mean, Taylor has a lot more tour dates on her list.
My dad? No way. For you and me. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How did you get so many followers?
Followers?
On your social media account. You have all these places to go, all these friends. You just seem so happy and fun. Is that what you have to do to get, like, a lot of followers?
Aren't you a little young for social media?
I don't know. I set up an account, but my dad didn't say anything about it. And then Bernard said that you were the one who picked out the gift for Miss Appleby. So I found your name online and I searched you up.
But you know none of that's real, right?
What do you mean?
All the stuff that you see on social media is... It's not real. My page looks like that to entice clients to hire me, but it's just for my job. I'm just a regular person. I struggle like everyone else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me and my dad, we struggle.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Did you know my mom died 3 years ago?
I know how hard that must be.
No one does, actually, but that's okay.
Hey, can I tell you a secret? My mom also passed away 3 years ago.
She did?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I find I'm really missing her during the holidays.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, how about this? Not only am I gonna help score you some tickets so that you can become officially Swiftified, I am equally here for you. If you ever need someone to talk to, especially if you're feeling like no one in the world understands, okay?
Patrick comes in.
Yeah?
That's great. Yeah. Harry Duff's developments. All right, yeah, call you back later. All right, have a good night. So I see you met my daughter.
I have.
We have.
We've been getting to know each other. And it was great running into you because look what I found.
Oh. So you did find navy after all.
It's sapphire. It's a little bit lighter than navy and will help brighten your eyes.
I agree.
Oh, you do, do you?
What do you think? That good, huh?
You know, I feel kind of silly now having you out shopping for me, getting a hoodie.
Oh, is that because maybe a hoodie is inappropriate for a holiday party?
Touché. So how is it you knew that Harry Duffus would like a pocket cigar humidor, a Spanish cedar to be specific?
I can't reveal all my secrets.
You really research every person.
I do. Huh. A gift should make someone feel cared for and understood. And if that takes a little bit of extra research, a few more steps, it's worth it to make a gift feel special.
Well, thank you for that extra step. It's greatly appreciated. Miss Appleby, a little too appreciated, but appreciated nonetheless.
Miss Appleby liked it a lot.
Well, I should get going. It was nice seeing you and nice meeting you, Phoebe.
Hey, Bonnie, do you know any Christmas tree lots where I can find a Christmas tree that has a root ball and I can plant it outside after Christmas?
You two are going Christmas tree shopping? Well, yes, I do know a place, actually.
I was planning on ordering a fake one, but...
A real tree is a must. Hey, Bonnie, why don't you come and pick out our tree with us? Show us where this place is?
Yeah, I could do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow is perfect.
I guess we have a date.
A date?
You know what I mean.
That reminds me, actually, I have one I need to get to.
Oh, you have a date tonight?
It's just meeting up with someone for dinner that my sister's going to be there, so... Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever it is, have fun, Bonnie. You deserve it. And thank you. The gift giving you've been doing is... Well, it's helping in more ways than you know.
I'm really happy to hear that. Well, I will see you tomorrow.
Have a good night.
Bye.
You hungry? Let me all build up on candy canes and whipped cream.
I need a lot more candy canes.
Back at Bonnie's house.
Something smells good.
Oh, good.
Where are you going?
I got called into a last-minute meeting at the firm.
At this hour?
Unfortunately, yes.
Ryan is here. He's in the dining room having a glass of wine. Dinner is plated and is in the oven.
Ryan.
Potential client, remember? Look, he is successful, handsome, and is interested.
Interested?
You refused online date, so this is me setting you up.
You are setting me up?
Mm-hmm. Bye, Ryan. Have fun, Vaughn. Give him a chance.
Sam, you just...
In the dining room, a man checks his breath, then reaches for a glass of water. Bonnie enters.
Hi, Ryan. I'm Bonnie.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. Mm. Been really looking forward to this.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you. Samantha tells me that
I got a divorce a few months ago, so that's been a whole rough time for me. Half my assets are split, but it's for the good of the kids, so that's good. And as long as their mom is taken care of course. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful necklace. It matches your dress.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so it's been a real pickle of stress for me, hence the hair falling out from all of that. So, you know, they say the grass is greener on the other side, but I'm here to tell you, it is not.
Right. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm just going to grab food.
Yeah, I mean, the lawyer fees to start, right? I had nothing against your sister. She's great, but wowzers, what a money grab. Practicing family law really does apparently seem to be the law to do if you want to get rich.
You know, I hear that custody is really hard. It's no fun for anyone.
Well, no, I mean, the kids seem to be great with the whole thing. They seem to be very happy having bedrooms in two homes. You know, your hair is very curly and very pretty.
Thank you. It was really nice for Samantha to make dinner for us. It's too bad she couldn't join us and set the table for two so nicely. But why don't you just tell me about your personal shopping needs?
Oh, shopping. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. I mean, Barb. Barb is my ex-wife's name. I don't know if I mentioned that. Barb was a shopper. You better believe it. Let me tell you.
I'm sure you're gonna.
An overhead view of the town, then Bonnie and Samantha in a store.
Thank you. Oh, this completes my Christmas shopping for Miss Jenkins. She's going to be so happy. She has 15 grandchildren. Let me tell you, it has been a job. And I'm sure you got each and every one of them something special. I hope so. Are you sure you're okay to wait for this one other thing?
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing court until after lunch.
Okay.
But listen, I really do want to apologize for Ryan. I thought that maybe you would enjoy his company.
I would have preferred the company of a brick wall more. Oh, which I learned so much about when he went into great detail about his ex-wife overspending on their home renovation 5 years ago.
He said he was ready to start dating again, but maybe the pairing wasn't right.
Yes, you stick with lawyering. Matchmaking is not your forte.
She looks at a necklace.
That's beautiful. It's not quite right. I need something that's closer to this.
And why would you be looking for something closer to this?
Just down. Shall we?
We shall.
They walk outside.
So I was thinking about making cheese fondue from scratch tonight. What do you think about that?
Mmm, yum and yes. But can we do it not tonight? I'm going to be home late.
You are going to be home late. And where would you be?
I'm just going Christmas tree shopping with my client Patrick and his daughter.
Oh, my goodness. Bonnie Ruth Parker, you have a crush.
I do not.
Yes, you do. Wow.
Okay, it is not what I know you think you're thinking. It's not what it is.
That was an incredibly long, grammatically incorrect sentence.
I'm going for his daughter.
His daughter?
Yeah. Her mom passed away 3 years ago.
So he's not married?
No, he's not married.
So he's single?
Yes, he's... Look, I connected with his daughter.
And is he cute?
Yes. It's hard to explain, but...
So, single, handsome, contractor with the daughter you bonded with. Oh, I am loving the sound of this.
Okay, we're gonna get you some lunch before you start trying to matchmake again and miss court. So tell me everything.
Bonnie, Pat, and Phoebe are tree shopping.
I'm gonna look through that row, and you guys can look down that row. I want to find the best tree, okay?
Sounds good, honey.
Thanks for bringing us here. You have no idea how much it means to Phoebe.
Yeah, I'm happy to help.
You know, not everyone knows the secret spots for the Save the Roots tree farm.
Right.
Being here with you both really brings back memories.
Really? Tell me one.
Okay. Going Christmas tree shopping with my parents was one of my favorite memories. We always did it on Christmas Eve. My dad would put me and my sister up on his shoulders so we could check out the tops of the trees. But my favorite part was when we picked out our tree on our way home, we would always stop at Rudy's Seafood Shack.
I've never been.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite. It's this little spot just down the coast, kind of near Kellen's Cove. Just picture it. It's decorated perfectly for Christmas. They have this giant Christmas tree all the time, huge angel on top, and angels were my mom's favorite. Oh, and the weather was just perfect. You know that when it's really crisp and cold, but it's, you know, not cold enough that things are frozen? Mm-hmm. Then we would go inside and have chowder. It was our little appetizer before our Christmas Eve dinner. That's what my dad always said. It's just my favorite part of Christmas.
Do you still go to Rudy's at Christmas?
No, I wish. Things are a little bit less traditional these days. What about you? Do you have any traditions?
Not Christmas tree shopping, that's for sure. My mom loved her artificial tree.
Oh, that's where the artificial tree comes from.
You know what? I never made the connection before, but yeah, I suppose it is.
She was a single mom, so it was probably easier for her. Better economically.
Not sure, really, but my brother and I loved it all the same. But butter shortbread cookies, my mom made the best. That was our tradition. Every year, she'd let my little brother sit up on the counter, me standing beside her, whipping the batter, licking the spoon after, and then we'd roll out the dough and cut the shapes, and he and I would sit in front of the oven window and watch them bake.
And that would be our family gift to teachers and family friends.
It's a really nice tradition.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I love that.
Oh, gosh.
Hey. I found a tree, guys. Come and look.
Phoebe throws a snowball.
Ooh.
This the one?
What do you think, Bonnie?
Looks good.
All right, how about we pack it up and head over and pay? Oh. 150 big ones. Lucky girl.
You're the best dad ever.
Dad, look, one of the Richardson's Christmas skate date flyers. That sounds fun, doesn't it, Bonnie?
Oh, yes, it does. If I knew how to skate, I would be so into that.
Wait, you don't know how to skate? Well, Dad, you got a teacher.
I could, if you wanted to learn.
No, no, your dad is not teaching me.
He's played hockey ever since he was a kid. He's a really good teacher.
I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I am.
No, I'm not letting you take up any of your very precious time to teach me to skate. That's... Although, actually, I was meaning to ask you, is there any way I could steal you tomorrow, go to Marco's? I'm not convinced that I am the best personal wardrobe shopper for you, and I would love for you to just come with me to make sure I don't waste your time by picking out the wrong thing again.
That sounds fun.
Hey, I got an idea. When you're done school, we can meet at Marco's, and then we can all go for a skate after.
Please?
Phoebe hugs Bonnie.
Sure, sure. Yes.
Oh.
Then, at Bonnie and Corinne's gift shop.
Okay, well, that wraps things up for the Parker family. The candy cane wrapped bag needs to go priority mail to New Jersey.
Got it. Your dad?
Yeah, I'll just call him back.
You said that the last four times he called. Answer it.
Hi, Dad.
There you are.
Yep. Hi.
How are you, honey?
I'm good.
I bet you're getting busy with Christmas right around the corner and all.
Yes, this is definitely the time of year my job is most appreciated.
Well, isn't that great? Listen,
I didn't hear back from you about the email I sent.
Oh, yes, the email. I was meaning to write you back.
So?
So,
Will you stand for me with your sister also?
Dad, I'm really happy that you're happy, but I don't think being in your wedding is right for me.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you gave it some thought.
Just wouldn't feel right not having your blessing. Bonnie, I know that look. You know that
marrying Kate won't take away the love I had for Mom.
I've just created more space, is all. We all have to move on with our lives.
It's what she wanted.
Can you, I'm getting another call from a client on the other line. I'm going to have to call you back, okay? I love you.
Yeah, love you too, Bon.
She ends the call, then fingers her necklace. Kareen looks at her. At Marco's store, Pat with Bonnie and Phoebe tries on a jacket.
Here we go. Let's see. Mellow.
Well, what do you think?
It's nice.
But...
yeah, but nothing.
Guys, I found the perfect sweater for Christmas morning.
You what?
Oh, my goodness. Cute.
Oh, my goodness.
I like they come in different sizes. You need to try one on.
This is awesome. Bonnie, you have to try one on, too.
They pull on the red and white sweaters.
Let's see now.
Yeah.
These are great.
They really are.
Wait, Bonnie, take a picture.
Oh. Alrighty.
Okay, silly faces, everyone.
So you're going to post that on your social media page, right?
Wait, I thought my social media page was too influencey for you. Now you want me to put a picture of you on my cage?
Well, if I'm to agree to wear a sports coat, then I'm going to have you equally embarrassed with a picture like that up on your account.
Did I just hear Patrick Armstrong agree to wearing a sports jacket?
I told you I thought he liked it.
This one, this one.
That's checkered.
It's navy with a tan window pane.
May I?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Ooh, that looks nice, Dad.
See, you can wear this with jeans, so you're still in your comfort zone, but you look a little bit nicer.
Well, I'm not an expert. You had me a tan window pane. I'll get it.
Great.
And I will also get these and that.
Wonderful.
Pat smiles broadly at Bonnie. Then they are walking outside the store.
So, there's hockey skates and figure skates. I personally love to figure skate, so you should try it.
Okay.
It's super easy, so don't worry.
Pat gets a notification.
Oh. It's a reminder about your singing lesson tonight. Completely forgot. You want to skip it?
No, you can't skip singing.
Or you guys could just go alone, grab a bite together after.
Sweetheart, we will do this another night. It's my fault. I didn't remember.
But I remembered. I have my music stuff right here with me. See? I also asked Bernard to pick me up after singing to get some pizza. Well, I should get going. You guys don't want to be late.
How's all this sound to you?
Sounds like we were just set up by your 9-year-old daughter.
Yep, sure does.
Later, Bonnie and Pat are at a skating rink. He ties up her skates.
I feel like a child with you doing this for me.
Don't. Every newbie to skating needs someone who knows what they're doing to tie their skates for them. Otherwise, you can sprain an ankle.
Oh, my high heels would not like that. Okay.
He helps her up from the bench, and she totters a few steps to the ice.
Okay. Slowly.
Okay.
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 All right. You good?
Yeah.
All right. So now, just push out like you're gliding. There you go. That's it.
Wow.
He helps guide her across the ice.
What is this place?
A friend of mine, Mike Richardson, he owns this little rink. Has his sons help flood it and prepare it for skating, and then...
yeah.
So then he rents it out for figure skating, hockey practice, and skate dates.
So do you come here often?
My personal stylist.
No.
Personal gift shopper. Okay, ooh, a bench. Let's do that.
They sit on a bench in the rink.
Ooh, thank you.
Hot chocolate?
How do you... what?
I come prepared.
That is impressive. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, I'm curious. How did the great Bonnie Parker become a personal shopper?
My mom was an interior designer. And I just... I'd spent hours when I was a little girl curled up on her green vintage chaise lounge watching her do mood boards for clients. And I don't know, I was just fascinated by the details she put into selecting fabrics and colors and furniture for her clients. It was like if she just found the perfect thing, it all came together. The best part was when she would be done, she would do the big reveal, and then she'd take me by, and her clients would always just be raving about her. Your mom is the interior design whisperer. She has the perfect blend of personality and decor. But anyways, I think I just, you know, created a job that felt like hers.
I know I've given you a bit of a hard time since first meeting, but you are very good at your job. Dare I say, as good as your mother.
You have no idea how nice that is to hear.
It's the truth. I mean, all my clients love the gifts you so thoughtfully chose for them. So much so that I even landed a deal because of your personal touch.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A waterfront deal with Harry Duffus Developments.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And my daughter... I don't think I've ever seen her this fascinated with someone before.
Well, that's because I told her I'd help get her Taylor Swift tickets.
She told me that.
We also kind of connected because I shared with her that my mom had recently passed away, and she shared that her mom had also passed.
She did. I'm sorry to hear that. It was a long battle. Cancer. I needed to be by her side 24/7. Nothing else mattered.
Of course.
That's why these gifts to the clients are so important. Because if it wasn't for their support, I wouldn't have a company right now. That's why I work so much. Been playing catch up these last few years.
That was another great lesson, Phoebe. You really have come along so well.
Thank you, Miss Appleby.
I'm hoping your dad's on time tonight. I was thinking we'd go to the Christmas market. I would just love to treat you both to my favorite Christmas holiday bar.
That sounds awesome, but my dad's not picking me up today. My cousin Bernard is.
Oh, is he working late?
Nope, not working. He's on a skate date.
A skate date?
With Bonnie Parker. She's really nice. You'd like her. I think he might invite her to his work Christmas party, too.
A Christmas party?
Yeah, you should go too, Miss Appleby. My dad said they'll be singing and dancing and yummy food. You could sing Silent Night with him. He knows the harmony to that really well.
Oh, well, that does sound enticing.
Oh, that's Bernard. Merry Christmas.
Back at the rink.
Thank you for taking the time to teach me this. You're so busy.
Oh, thank you for leading us to a root ball Christmas tree. Hey. Do you want to come to my place after and decorate it with Phoebe and I?
I would love to.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we finish off with a figure skating axle, and then we'll head out. Just joking.
Oh.
Why don't we just get you skating on your own 2 feet again for a little longer?
Cool.
Okay. All right. Well, remember, I got
graceful.
You. I'm glad. There you go.
Very good.
At Pat's house.
Oh, it looks perfect.
Sure does. I'm so happy you came down to decorate it with us.
Well, any excuse to spend more time with you, Phoebe. I'm happy to.
Okay, kiddo. It's getting late. Why don't you head up, get your PJs on, brush your teeth, and I'll be up to read with you in a bit.
If you want to take home some cookies, you can. My dad always sneaks cookies up to his room. So if you want to, you can too. Sweet dreams, Bonnie.
Oh. Night, Phoebe.
I had a really good day, Bonnie. Best day I've had in a long time.
Really?
Yeah. Just nice to spend time with someone who... Well, someone like you. That didn't come out exactly as I hoped, but I think you know what I mean.
Maybe.
Would you have any interest in coming to our holiday party this Saturday? As you know, it's going to be somewhat fancy, which I know you like. Good food, music, dancing, and maybe, just maybe, an opportunity to see me in my sports coat.
You're gonna wear it?
Well, you'll just have to come to find out.
Yes, yes, I would love to.
That's great. It's really, really, really great.
They stare at each other, smiling.
I should go, because it's late. it's really... It's cold out.
You have a sparkle right here.
He reaches to her cheek, then starts to lean in.
You have a cookie on your beard.
I do?
I don't know, maybe. But I should go, because...
I'll see you at the party?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Bye.
Night.
After Bonnie is out the door, Pat touches his beard and grins to himself. Then, an overhead view of snow-covered houses by the water. At Bonnie's place...
Help, 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 help. Okay, do I go classic and traditional, or step it up a notch with this one?
You really like him.
Yes, kind of. I think he likes me too, but I'm not sure if he's just being nice. He just makes me so nervous. He's so handsome. The other night, I told him that he had cookie crumbs in his beard because I could not deal. It makes sense.
You've been closed off emotionally, Bonnie, since Mom died. He's opening you up. It's cute.
It's stressful. What if I let him in and we try a relationship and it doesn't work out?
What if it does?
I don't know. All I know is that I like spending time with him, and I like his daughter. He is the complete opposite of me, but I kind of like that. He challenges me and calls me on my stuff.
You sound like Dad who's found love.
Does it really not bother you, Dad, getting married?
All we should want from this life is to love and to be loved. It doesn't take away from the love that he had for Mom. Nobody should feel guilt for being happy, Bonnie, and that includes you. So when is the party?
It's Saturday at 7. Will you please come with me? Because I'm so nervous, I think I'm going to trip and fall and break my ankle.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
And as for the dresses, whichever one makes you feel best in and whichever one helps you blend in.
Blend in? Me? No, never.
Thank you. Love you.
Pat and Bernard.
Mr. and Mrs. Ori, Mr. and Mrs. Wenzel, the Whites, Mr. and Mrs. Will, the Rainies, the Russells, the Reardons, the Parsons, and of course, Harry and his wife. All confirmed.
It'll be quite the party.
It is indeed. Oh, and I forgot to mention, Fiona Appleby emailed me. Seems Phoebe might have mentioned the party. She thought maybe she missed an invite.
So, did you extend one?
Hope that's all right.
Yeah, of course. Also, add Bonnie Parker and her sister Samantha to the list.
You invited her?
Mm-hmm.
She's very pretty, Uncle Patrick.
It's just an invite.
Is it?
Yes, she's very pretty, but it's nothing more than an invite.
Well, if you ask me...
I didn't.
But if you did, so you two make quite the couple.
Is that so?
You've changed since meeting her. You smile more, even when you don't even realize you are. Less stressed. There's a change brewing, is all I'm saying.
Love advice from the guy who doesn't even shave yet.
I'll have you know, I could grow a heck of a beard if I wanted to.
Okay.
Oh, and check this out.
Patrick Armstrong, best boss ever. Boots with a shine.
They love the boots.
All right, come on. We gotta get to the venue and start setting up for the party.
Party guests enter the door of a large, fancy building. Inside, people mingle. Bonnie and Samantha are dressed for the occasion.
I look okay.
You look stunning. Stop fussing.
No, but maybe I should have gotten the gold dress. Is that what I was supposed to see,
Bonnie? Please stop. Come on, let's go find a snack or something.
Oh, thanks.
You made it.
I made it. You must be Patrick.
Samantha, very nice to meet you. I've heard lovely things.
As have I. I'm gonna go grab a drink.
Bet you didn't think a jeans and t-shirt kind of guy could throw a party like this.
I must say, I am impressed.
You look absolutely
beautiful. Patrick?
Oh, Fiona. Hi.
Ooh, you smell good.
I do? Cinnamon, I think. I hope. I was helping with the baked goods in the back. Anyway, Fiona, meet Bonnie Parker.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
Fiona Appleby, the music and skating teacher, right? Hey. It's nice to meet you.
And you too.
If you'll excuse me, there's a client I have to go say hi to.
Oh.
I will be back in a bit.
Of course.
So, yeah, enjoy yourself. Have a drink. Have a hors d'oeuvre. Have fun.
So, how long have you known Patrick?
Oh, not long. He's a new friend.
Oh, is that so?
A new client, actually. I'm his personal gift shopper.
Oh, that must be so helpful. He certainly is busy.
How long have you known Patrick?
Well, I've been teaching his daughter music for a few years now. And, well, he and I, it's been a really nice, slow progression. As one might expect for a widower who's on the dating scene again.
Dating again?
Yeah, we have a date planned to go to the Christmas market. It's gonna be so fun.
Sure.
Anyway, thanks again for helping with the shopping for Patrick. An undertaking, I'm sure.
Yes, actually, have you booked your tickets for Music on Ice?
Oh my goodness, did you have something to do with that?
I did.
Wow, I've been so excited to go. But I'm not sure if you know this, but I actually volunteered down at the women's shelter. And I met this wonderful mother. She has this sweet little daughter. So I gave her my tickets, you know, so that she would have something nice to give her daughter on Christmas morning.
You gave away your tickets?
The joy on her face was more than gift enough for me. And Patrick, if he knew how bright those tickets made someone's Christmas, he would agree.
That was so thoughtful of you.
'Tis the season. Have a lovely evening, Bonnie.
She leaves. Samantha walks up.
Everything okay?
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bonnie looks over to see Pat talking to Fiona. It is later at the party.
I'm so glad your cousin loved her gift. I always like to hear of a happy customer. It was nice to see you. You should be proud of yourself. You know, not many people are as good at your job as you are. Well, I don't know about that, but, we should probably go. What has gotten into you? You're acting not like your usual confident self. You should go and talk with him. He just keeps looking over here.
He's just being a good host.
Yeah, a host who seems like he wants to talk with you.
I think you're reading into it.
Oh, am I? Because don't look now, but look who's coming over here.
Oh my gosh, he is.
If he asks you to dance, remember, one foot after the other.
Okay,
don't get nervous, have fun. I'm gonna go schmooze.
Hey, there you are.
Here I am.
Barely chatted with you all night. Join the party?
I am. All your friends are very lovely, your clients as well. I've actually bumped into a few of my own.
That's great.
Before I forget, I picked up a little something special for Phoebe from you.
Thank you. Anything I need to know about what I've selected for her?
It's just something special to give her strength when she needs it. It's, yeah.
She fingers her necklace.
That does sound special. Thank you, Bonnie. Any chance you might like to dance?
Dance, yes. Yes. Like that?
Pat leads her to the dance floor.
I should tell you, I bought some other things for Phoebe as well. And they're being gift wrapped, and they will be delivered to your house in an undisclosed box. You just put them under the tree.
That's amazing.
You're amazing.
So, any plans for Rudy's this Christmas Eve?
Unfortunately, no. It'll just be me and Sam. Quiet day. This jacket looks very nice on you.
Thanks to the pretty lady who insisted I try it.
They dance slowly together, looking into each other's eyes. They come closer together. I can tell you Samantha watches, smiling. Something so strong under these holy lights. Fiona watches too. She is not smiling. You're the one makes my heart beat like a song, and I'm loving. Bernard comes onto the stage.
Excuse me, can I get your attention? Welcome, everyone. Welcome. So the time of the evening has come to kick off our surprise fun entertainment. Patrick Armstrong's favorite, Christmas karaoke.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
I thought karaoke was your thing.
It used to be my thing. I haven't done it in like 3 years now.
You have got to get up there and sing.
Only if you come with me.
Now, I know my Uncle Patrick doesn't want to, but I think if we clap and cheer loud enough, we might be able to get him up here.
Okay.
Come on, come sing with me.
I just don't do singing.
Everybody does singing.
They go to the stage.
Remind me to send Santa a note to make sure he puts you on the naughty list, as I had no intention of doing this tonight. So as many of you know, I used to love a good Christmas carol. It's been a few years now, but because it's my new friend Bonnie's first Christmas karaoke, I thought tonight I'd give it a go. With her. So let's have a warm welcome for Bonnie as we get in the mood with
dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, that feels we go laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing the same song tonight. Oh, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Fiona comes up and takes the microphone.
Encore?
No. Let's hear it for Bonnie Parker, everyone.
Yeah.
Now, I have a special surprise for everyone. A little elf told me that Patrick here just happens to know the perfect harmony for a silent night.
Bonnie leaves the stage.
Oh.
So, without further ado.
Silent night. Round yon verge.
Bonnie hurries down the steps outside the party and looks hopefully for a cab. Patrick comes out the door.
Hey. There you are. Thought I saw you sneak out.
Yeah, I was going to send you an email. I was just going to head home. Thank you. It's a wonderful party.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm just tired.
Sure you're okay?
Yeah. I just misread you. I thought we were getting along a little bit better than we actually did.
I think we get along pretty well. I mean, aside from the fact that you pushed me out of my comfort zone.
What's that mean?
I saw a post from one of my employees with the boots you got them from me. Not a big deal, but I don't like being mentioned on social media.
Isn't what matters that your employees liked the boots?
Why are we even talking about this?
No, I knew it.
Knew what?
That you had an opinion about me.
Well, of course I have an opinion about you, honey.
No, listen. It has been really great getting to know you. You're a really great guy, and you have an amazing daughter who you should really spend more time with.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, just get her off social media. You know, you say you don't like it, but it's kind of the way of the world. You should really just spend more time guiding her, and you won't be disappointed. Oh, and, you know, you and Fiona looked really great up there. She's a wonderful woman. Merry Christmas.
She gets into a cab. Patrick watches as it pulls away. Then he notices something in the snow and picks up a necklace. He goes back inside. Bonnie's place, she gets into bed, then opens her laptop. She goes to the Fiona Appleby's profile page and sees a new post of Pat and Fiona singing on the stage. She then goes to her own page and looks at a photo of her with Patrick and Phoebe wearing the Christmas sweaters. She has tears. She then orders some clothing items online. She closes the computer, then reaches to feel for her necklace, which is not there around her neck. Next day at Bonnie and Corinne's gift shop, some boxes are delivered.
Wow.
Corinne signs for the delivery.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you. Last minute shop for a client? Some personal shopping, then.
Shopping makes me happy, okay?
Except you don't look very happy.
Bonnie reaches to her bare neck. Outside, she passes by a Santa.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Morning.
Well, good morning. You seem to have some gifts there.
Kind of.
Well, just remember, it's not presents, but our presence that matters most for Christmas. Merry Christmas, Bonnie Parker.
She looks back at him. He winks.
Merry Christmas.
Back at Bonnie's place, she looks through her phone and deletes a shopping site.
It's not presents, but our presence that matters most for Christmas.
Then, she and Samantha are cleaning out clothes from a closet and they bag up shoes and other fashion items. Bonnie arrives at a Christmas donation table and empties a large bag of her things. Later, she and Samantha play silly games at home. She FaceTimes with her dad on the phone. She and Samantha goof around some more.
No more voids to fill.
They hug. At Patrick's place, Phoebe and her father are making cookies, wearing the sweaters they got with Bonnie.
They smell good.
This is so much fun, Dad. Thank you for doing this with me.
Do you want to open a Christmas Eve Christmas gift?
Like we used to always do? Yeah, I do.
All right. Let me see here.
He reaches and passes over a small box. Phoebe opens it. It's a necklace.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Here, let me help you with that.
He fastens the necklace around her neck.
Just like Bonnie's golden angel.
Wait a minute. I found this in the snow the other night.
It has to be Bonnie's, Dad. You should give it back to her. I'm sure she's missing her.
Missing her? Yeah.
Dad, I know you like Miss Appleby.
Well, hold on. What do you mean when you say I like Miss Appleby?
Her video of you two singing together.
She reaches for a phone and shows him the video.
And I know I'm just a kid and I don't know much.
Seems you know plenty.
But I just think, well, I think Bonnie Parker makes you smile really nicely, Dad.
I think she does too.
And if I had a vote in this matter, I think she's a really great fit for you and me. She makes us better.
You know what? I'd have to agree. Okay, so two things. One, you need to promise no more going online without my permission. I should have been aware of it long ago, but my focus wasn't where it should have been, which is on you. And two, what do you say about?
He whispers into her ear. She nods yes.
Okay.
Then Bonnie is sitting at home reading a book. Samantha is on her phone.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, right now.
Who are you talking to?
No one, just a client.
On Christmas Eve?
I have to run one quick errand for the fern and then I'll be right back.
Right now?
Just for a moment.
Sam.
Bonnie goes back to her book. Then Patrick walks in.
Patrick.
Hey.
What are you doing here? Where's Phoebe?
Oh, she's outside with her sister. She's driving her to the bakery to get a Christmas Eve dessert.
A Christmas Eve dessert?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Why don't you grab your coat and I'll explain when we get there.
Get where?
It's a surprise.
She takes his hand and follows him.
Okay.
Later, Bonnie has a scarf around her eyes as Patrick leads her across a small bridge.
Careful, okay,
careful.
Can I take this off now?
1 second.
Can I take it off?
Not yet.
Why?
It's a surprise.
A surprise? What kind of surprise? Okay. Are we there yet? What's happening?
Hold on, hold on.
Hello.
He removes the scarf.
You brought me to Rudy's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think thoughtfully about everyone all the time. And that got me thinking. Who does thoughtful things for you? Sure, I like my hoodies, but let's face it, I needed a change. I was stuck in the past, set in my ways. And then you and your shiny red boots waltzed straight into my life and became the person to show me that. And what's more, within moments of meeting my daughter, you even discovered what she needed.
He hands her her necklace.
That's the angel I gave Phoebe.
She already opened hers. I found this one in the snow outside the Christmas party.
I thought it was lost forever.
You, on your own, are a unique gift that I am so blessed to receive. And I'm sorry about the misinterpretation about me and Phoebe's music teacher. I should have been more aware and less naive, and I promise, a mix-up like that will never happen again.
I've been lacking depth, and I wasn't really aware of it. But it took you, Patrick, to help me fully comprehend that I want to become the person that I've always known that I am, but I just have been hiding from.
I like you, Bonnie Parker, a lot. And while I don't know what the future holds, I do know that I really like you and mine, and my daughters.
Me too.
So, I was wondering if you would like to put on this exceptionally stylish holiday sweater. And join me inside to start a new holiday tradition of having a bowl of chowder before returning to your house and having Christmas dinner with your sister and my daughter.
I would love that. Before we go, though, why don't we start one more new tradition?
She reaches up and kisses him.
I could get used to this new tradition.
They have a long kiss. We look up to see an angel on top of the Christmas tree beside them.